Have you ever thought of a doctor or an attorney or a business person as a minister or pastor?
No. Because I've always been a minister, but I've had people in my church who they've wondered that. Or when I remember when I went to seminary, there were a bunch of guys that were in the business world, and then they decided that they really wanted to dedicate themselves fully to the Lord, and they didn't know how to do it in their business.
Right, yep.
So they switched over to the church, and what happened, Henry, is I think they lost influence. They had influence in their business.
For Jesus Christ.
Yes. But they couldn't figure out how to be a pastor in their own business.
So this class that we're just starting into is going to talk about kingdom ministers who have many circles of influence and blessing and relationships and connection, and also who have an opportunity to proclaim Christ in a very unique way.
Right. We typically think of church ministers.
Yes.
Right? You're a minister, you're in the church, and then we sometimes talk about lay people being ministers or at least serving, but generally we haven't really thought about how a business person, maybe he owns a company or he's in an influential
or professional leader.
Mm-hmm. Professional leader.
Even a housewife could be.
Right. How do you be a servant, a minister, in your own sphere of influence? In other words, perhaps your greatest opportunity to actually reach people is where you're at right now.
Right.
And not becoming a church minister, you know, where you're trying to get people to come to your church. In some ways, you already have them if they're in your sphere of influence.
Right. You know, in the Bible, we see these early ministers, these early pastors. They are out in many circles of relationship. You know, we see Priscilla and Aquila, and, you know, they're, like, mentioned in Rome, they're mentioned in Ephesus, they're all over, and they're business leaders.
Right.
You see Phoebe, who is a proisteme, a patron, who supports the Apostle Paul's ministry, but she is also doing ministry. She carries the book of the Romans to the Romans.
Right.
You see Philemon. And here's an interesting, he is a very wealthy business leader,
right.
And we see about Philemon.
Yeah, Philemon, first couple of verses, this is Paul's little intro to the book. Paul, so Paul's writing this, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, also to Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home.
Now, I happen to know that you did an entire class,
yes,
on the book of Philemon. So share a little bit how come Philemon would be considered a kingdom minister, a pastor of his network.
Well, you know, this book is written because one of Philemon's slaves had escaped somehow. We don't know the story, but he ended up in Rome. He ended up serving the Apostle Paul, and somehow they ended up connecting the dots. And so Paul is now writing about a real tricky situation here. What do you do with this slave, Onesimus?
Right.
And do you send him back? And, you know, Paul really wanted to keep him. But, you know, so Paul in this book, it's really a study in how to lead diplomatically. But he's writing to someone who is of influence,
yes.
Philemon, who had a church in his own home. Who knows? He maybe had several, you know, there were several home churches in that area. This is how the church spread. And Philemon is one of these early leaders.
Yeah.
And Paul really honors him and treats him like that.
You know, I love this. I mean, you know he's a kingdom minister because he actually gets in the Bible.
Right. Right.
Okay. You know he's a kingdom minister because he has a church in his own home.
Right.
With his wife, Apphia.
Right.
they say Archippus could be his son.
Right.
That's what a lot
right.
of, you know. Right. You know he's a kingdom minister when Paul writes a letter to him, and I went through your class, and I'm impressed how you pointed out so many of the leadership qualities
right.
of Philemon.
Right, right.
So he is a pastor in many networks.
Right, right, right. So we're trying to, in this course, to help you understand the role in some ways that you already have.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, this class is not going to make you a pastor. You're already one.
Right.
If
right.
you have an influence over people, you are their leader. If you're a Christian, you're a Christian leader.
Leader.
And we've all been called to bring the gospel to every corner of the world, including the corner that you deal with.
And this is an intentional study so that not only are you an active Christian, but now you understand some ministry. So you become a minister or a pastor in the various networks that God has put you responsible for. And it does remind us, in fact, this whole program, this whole Kingdom Ministers program, we dedicate to two of our mentors who are both with the Lord.
Yeah.
And this is a picture that you had in your collection, and I just love it, and it brings back wonderful memories. We have a picture here of Marty Ozinga, who passed away in April of 2021. We have Rich DeVos in the center, who passed away in 2018. There's you. There's Brian DeCook, our longtime chairman of the Christian Leaders Board, and myself. And it's a great picture. It was taken in 2010.
Right. So
it's a great picture for many reasons. It sort of was. This was the time when Marty and Rich connected,
and they
were talking about their dreams still. Yes. They still had dreams about reaching the world for Jesus Christ.
Right. And both of these men helped us. You know, you were living in Oregon. I was living in Vancouver, British Columbia. Mm-hmm. And we moved to Chicago to start our own nonprofit.
Yep.
And it was these two men that helped us. Marty was in Chicago. He let us have office space in his building.
His accountant was our accountant.
Yep.
If we needed
a lawyer to get our nonprofit status,
boom,
here's a lawyer.
Yep.
Whatever we needed, Marty was like, you know, if I have it in this office, you can have it.
Well, and he was like Philemon in that he and his wife Ruth really were the founders of Community Life Church, the church that I was part of and I planted with them in 1988. So, and he was ministering to people, and then out of that, several more churches occurred. Right. And in Chicagoland, I happen to know, being close to Marty over the years, like he was a minister that was a Philemon to ministry upon ministry after ministry.
He had a concrete business.
Yes.
So he had, if you go to Chicago, you'll see Ozinga trucks
everywhere. And now they're in Florida and Indiana and Wisconsin and Michigan.
Right.
And the thing too is now what he also, the next generation, his children, they had six boys, Marty and Ruth, and they are just in it to win it for the kingdom of God.
Right.
So
right.
that kingdom minister legacy passed on to the next generation.
Yeah.
So that's the Marty story. But this picture, I'll go back to the picture, is also amazing because Rich DeVos, a kingdom minister, we learned tons. He was our mentor, started in 1993, but a kingdom minister.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was... This was taken at one of the Orlando Magic games.
Yes.
This picture. And I remember several times we came and went to the game.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, we followed the entourage going around the building.
Yeah.
And I remember one scene where it was one of the ticket people. And this ticket person wanted to show Rich her grandson or something.
Yeah.
She was opening up her purse and showing him. And he upheld the whole entourage. We're all waiting to go wherever we're going to go in the building. But he took the time
to be the pastor
yes.
to
to this person in his flock. Yes. And it didn't matter whether it was a high up person, the coach of the team, or the cleaning person. It didn't matter who they were. He treated each person like he cared about.
I remember, and I'm not going to mention the name of this player. It was a household name in the history of the NBA. But I remember a picture that we have. We won't show for privacy purposes. A picture of Rich, very short in comparison to really big, tall basketball player. And we were both there, and both of us stood amazed as Rich was the pastor.
Right.
He was exercised in the pastor role.
Something about his personal life, what was going on.
We remember, but we won't talk about it.
Right.
And it was just like, that's what a minister, a pastor would say. Yes. And that's what he did. And we saw that legacy, that here it is, a Philemon minister, sort of, kingdom pastor, as we call them, is ministering to people.
Yeah, and so many people within your sphere of influence aren't going to be going to church. They don't go to church.
Right.
And yet life is happening to them, and when trouble comes your way, that's our opportunity to step in with the message of love, the message that God has for us. And you are the one there. You're the leader. You're the minister. Right. So
I remember one more story before we move on from this. It's just powerful. And that is, we did Amway for a while, remember?
Yeah.
So after Rich DeVos started mentoring us, we both thought it'd be a good idea to try Amway just because we wanted to see what
the
that
deal
world was like.
Right.
And I remember we went to some of the rah-rah gatherings, you know, where they get
conferences.
Excited. Conferences. They're so fun. And the testimonies would be, in some ways, have characteristics of the testimonies that you guys write,
how
the Lord. But it was, this is, I remember Rich used to say, you're in this for ministry, not for Amway. So we both actually quit Amway.
Yeah.
But the thing that I saw was on these weekends, they had a worship service.
Right.
Started by Rich and Jay.
That was optional.
But it was filled with people.
Yes.
And so many people came to know the Lord. And many of these leaders in Amway became the pastors of groups of people.
Right.
And I remember the criticism from the pastor world saying, how dare they have gatherings on Sunday morning, and at the time we saw what God was doing, and we reflected, if you saw that here there were real ministers in the business world, and they did not have a problem with just exercising that role.
Right, right. And so we want to help you figure that out too. Maybe you're a business leader or a person of influence in some sphere, and you're not sure, how am I a pastor? How am I a business leader?
How do I connect? How do I relate to my local minister as to not get him or her offended?
Right. Right.
All of those things.
Yeah, right. So where are all the boundaries? What are the things that you could learn that could give you confidence as you, you're already pastoring this group.
Right. That's the fact.
You're either doing it confidently or not.
Right.
And so our goal is to help you do it confidently, knowing what you're doing, knowing what opportunities come your way, and the things that you can do about it.
So we dedicate this kingdom minister category of minister to Rich DeVos and Marty Ozinga, as we are going to, in this first session. But we're going to get into these subjects, and it's going to be very focused on how you can succeed as in a role of a kingdom pastor. We have other roles that are kingdom minister roles, so we're going to talk about them as well. So, but again, in some ways, we've been doing some these courses now together, and they're so fun, but they reflect so much of the journey of how to reach the world in today's situation.
Right.
So anyway, welcome aboard. We look forward to getting into it on our next session.